The electrical telegraph. Of course, everyone believed that the electrical telegraph was developed, was invented by
Morse.
Wrong. It was actually first demonstrated by Wheatstone. Of course, all the EE students know about Wheatstone Bridges. Yes, it's the same guy. And Cook was an entrepreneur. Wheatstone was a professor at the Imperial College, or the Imperial College of Science and Technology in England. Cook was an entrepreneur. They both were interested in solving this problem of how to communicate at distances, because they knew there'd be a lot of money to be made in this. And so they worked together and demonstrated something called the railroad telegraph in 1837. It's a little hard to see in this figure here, but the way the system worked was by transmitting signals across five wires. There are a set of needles here, and by placing the appropriate polarity of electrical current on these wires, you can get these different needles to deflect in such a fashion. To figure out what the signal was, you'd have to find the intersection of the deflected needles. In this case, this one is deflected, this is deflected, and the character being sent is V. So by just a few years later, they had deployed this five-wire system along the emerging railroad network of Great Britain at the time, and by the middle of the century, over 4,000 miles of this telegraph system was in place. But it didn't last very long because somebody had a better idea.